The Trump administration has launched a three-pronged overhaul of civil service protections. President Donald Trump signed the three executive orders on Friday. One would make it easier to fire poor-performing federal employees. Another would reduce use of official time. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman sat down with executive editor Jason Miller with more on these executive orders.
Jory, the pre-Memorial Day weekend, the White House decided to put out some of these executive orders around civil service reform. A lot of news came from that. But let's back up for a half a second. What led to the president signing these executive orders?
The way that White House senior officials on Friday made it sound, this was President Donald Trump fulfilling a promise that he had made in his State of the Union address back in January. Back then, he was touting the success of the VA Accountability Act. That was a way for the Veterans Affairs Department to fire what they considered troublesome employees or employees charged with misconduct, fire them in a more streamlined way. And that act did get results. In the first year of the Trump administration, the VA fired about 2,500 people, and that's about 500 more federal employees than the agency let go in 2016. And so the Trump administration's message back in the State of the Union was to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to award good federal employees and to punish poor performers. Now, the White House, they came out with all these various statistics that kind of backed up their claim here. They had a report from the Government Accountability Office that says, on average, it takes between 6 months and a year for agencies to remove federal employees that have been flagged for misconduct. And the White House also cited a federal employee viewpoint survey statistic here that says that less than a third of federal employees are happy with the way that their agencies handle poor performers at their agencies.
Without a doubt, this is something we've heard, we've reported on for the better part of what feels like a decade now of different agencies kind of saying it would be nice to do something with poor performers. So what is this executive order really going to do then?
Well, like I touched on a little bit already, this first one deals with making it easier to fire federal employees. The one concrete way that it says that it would do that is that it would lock in the length of the performance improvement plans. This is a period of time where federal employees cannot be removed from their agencies. Currently, that can vary anywhere between 60 and 120 days. The executive order would say that it would lock that in at 30 days across the board for every agency. So at the very least, this would cut that time down in half or even more, depending on where you are.
Real quick, Jory, let me jump in here. So basically what they're saying is if you have a problem, we're going to give you 30 days to correct it. Previously, it was anywhere from 2 months to really 4 months to correct it.
Right. It's a significant narrowing of that window.
And I think that would cause a lot of the unions, which we'll get to, I'm sure, in a little bit, but also employees to worry because 30 days, that doesn't seem like a lot of time to make changes. I mean, especially if you're just learning about a problem right away, that's going to be a very interesting one. There's a second executive order, too. Tell me about that one.
The second executive order would reduce the ability for federal employees to use official time. That's a shorthand for the union work that federal employees can do around the clock. Now, under the executive order, they would be able to use no more than 25% of their work hours on official time. And in addition, the executive order tasks agency management with renegotiating with federal employee unions, going back to the drawing table, and they have a benchmark for reducing union time overall, and that benchmark is cutting it down by about 2/3. Now, the White House says that at the VA alone, that there are 470 employees who full-time spend 100% of their work hours on union-related business. And of those, they say that there's 47 full-time nurses. The way they come at this is that, look, there's such a backlog to treat veterans, and there's all this time that they're not even spending on what we pay them for. So imagine how much more care they would be able to get if they were spending that official time on work-related activities.
Now, I know that over the last about month or so, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has really focused on official time. There was the second hearing was just last week that our colleague Nicole Grisco covered. This has been a very, very hot topic. So it's probably no surprise that union and official time came up under this executive orders. I think it's probably something I would guess has been coordinated with Capitol Hill probably a little bit, huh?
Right. And as all these things usually are, they start with something that's already happened in the past or has been brought up previously as an idea, and it just kind of snowballs from there.
And I know there's been concern. Republicans on Capitol Hill have really been pushing to get more information on official time, and OPM had been very slow to release that information. And they actually just released the 2016 report. So remember, this is 2018, just in the last week or so. Jory, there's a third executive order as well. Talk about that one.
So this third executive order would shorten the window for contract negotiations. Remember that second executive order that we just talked about called on agencies to go back to the drawing board, tear up those old contracts, and negotiate on better terms with these labor unions. Now, they say that when they go back to that drawing board, that they have to do that in a truncated window of time. They say less than a year for the labor negotiations.
I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Jory Heckman, Federal News Radio's reporter. So three executive orders, that's a lot going on. Let's talk about the reaction a little bit. I can only imagine what it's going to be.
Well, it's a buffet of different emotions here. OPM Director Jeff Pahn, he released a statement shortly after the president signed those executive orders. Jeff Pahn says that this, you know, helps elevate the federal workforce. He says, as the White House does, that this allows good employees to continue doing the good job that they are doing, and it removes the poor employees who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. As you had mentioned, this has been going on for quite some time. Official time reform, as some people put it. Jeff Pahn has been a fixture who has, since coming into office, looked at reforming official time on his own. So this executive order is in some way building upon what he has already looked to do. Now, the American Federation of Government Employees, their president, J. David Cox, he had his own conference call with reporters shortly after the executive orders were signed. Now, he says that this is an assault on federal employees, and he pushes back a little bit on some of the talking points that the White House came out with. The way that the White House refers to official time, they refer to it as taxpayer-funded union business, and the way that J. David Cox puts it, he says, look, you know, this is the agreement that we reached. Unions represent all the employees at agencies, including the ones that don't pay dues. And so this is the bargain that they struck, that in return for that, they get this official time where federal employees on the clock get to work on union-related business. And so he sees this as a breach of that negotiation, of that bargain being struck. And the National Treasury Employees Union, they said that this would reduce the ability for federal employees to challenge unfair or discriminatory firings. Both those unions, AFGE and NTEU, said, look, you know, if these executive orders come into place, you're going to see more EEOC complaints. You're going to see a lot more of this stuff get gummed up in the legal process with the Merit Systems Protection Board and the Office of Special Counsel. We heard from a pair of Republican senators. They were quick to respond on this. Senator Ron Johnson says, this is great news. This is going to make federal employees more productive. And Senator James Lankford says that this would reward good employees by getting rid of some of those bad apples.
Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman speaking with Executive Editor Jason Miller. Check out the full story at federalnewsradio.com. We've also got links to all three of those executive orders.